right? So we need the filibuster, and I will use it. You know, senators have a lot of procedural power to hold stuff up, as you said. In the House, it's different. It's more of a consensus sort of making operation. But in the Senate, one brave senator can do a lot. And here's one example. A lot of people say, oh, what are you going to do when you get in office? We're going to pass a border security bill. Great. You can pass it in the House. You can pass it in the Senate. You think Biden's going to sign that? He's not going to sign that. And we can't wait 2 years until January 2025 to seal the border. So how do you seal the border when you have a Democrat president who wants open borders? You play hardball. You know how the left is always threatening Republicans? They say, sign this horrible legislation. Otherwise, we're going to shut the government down and we're going to blame you for it. And Republicans usually cave. Republican leadership usually caves. Well, that's a left-wing tactic, but man, we can use it against them. We can play hardball. I pledge to you not to vote to fund Biden's Department of Homeland Security unless and until he restarts construction of the border wall. I will filibuster. By the way, I think we should bring back the form of the filibuster where you actually have to stand up for hours. And this is why you want a young guy in the Senate, okay? You know, for like 30 hours straight. They'll be like, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, okay? Put me in there. But regardless of the procedural form, I will filibuster until we get that wall started. That's what playing offense looks like. And I will publicly shame any Republican. And we got some Republicans that act like Democrats, right? Collins, Murkowski, Romney, okay? I will whip the votes. And if I can't do it, I will shame them until we get that wall built.
Thank you. Justin?
Yes, I am a fan of the filibuster as well. You know, our founding fathers, they were quite ingenious in the construction of our government, the design of our government. You know what? I actually believe that our Constitution was divinely inspired. You know, that's something that I feel very firmly about. And we see that the Constitution established a government that protected our liberties and created the strongest and the best and the greatest country in the history of the world. And it's done more to expand freedoms and protect individuals all around the world than any other government program ever has. And so, yes, I'm a strong supporter of the filibuster. You know, the founding fathers put together our government, and they designed it to kill bad bills because they knew that government often tries to do things that are tyrannical, that are taking away our individual rights and our individual freedoms. Now, does anybody remember the state government and the local governments actually shutting down our schools, shutting down our businesses, shutting down our parks? You know, taking away our individual rights and our freedoms. You know, that's why we need these protections that were established in our Constitution to protect our individual rights. So yes, I'm a strong supporter of the filibuster and I'll use it. I'll use every leverage point at our disposal to fight for our conservative values. As was mentioned, we can use the budget process. We can use the filibuster in order to enact these priorities of securing the border, of ending the runaway inflation by balancing our budget, by growing our economy. I will use every leverage point in order to protect the Second Amendment, in order to protect the right to life. I've done it in the state legislature, and I'll do it in the United States Senate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mick.